This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember about a year or two ago, one in four nurses were burned out, were considering leaving. Well, now it's about one in three. And healthcare worker burnout is a public health crisis. I've been saying that for years. Although we're going to be also talking about this hour, employer burnout on addressing burnout. I'm trying to ease burnout. Apparently employers are getting burned out on the whole burnout topic, which means just burnout in general is our next public health crisis. Whether it's in health care, whether it's in tech, whether it's in other business industries, banking, food industry, somebody gets burnt out, they don't care about the job. They don't care about consequences. So they might be like, okay, you know what? I washed my hands enough. Really? Here, use this spoon, and there we go. Now somebody gets some sort of a, I don't know, listeria or salmonella exposure. But let's look at healthcare. So this is an interesting study. Yeah, I'm going to try to make the show interesting. Cut me some slack. Okay? Is it interesting? I find it interesting. Okay? I listen to my show. That makes one of us. So the pandemic brought on, obviously, a lot of chaos, a lot of extra hours, not a lot of gratitude. Okay, you know, people were pretty upset at hospital. Really, you're not letting me in? I want to see my loved one. You know, really, you're taking too long? Really, you're not able to kind of give us the accurate numbers? And these hospital workers were doing as much as they can, even medical workers, medical facility workers, x-ray techs, everybody. And so there was a survey that was done to the Kaiser Family Foundation. It's small. They polled about 2,200 adults, about 1,300 healthcare workers, and the majority of them thought that we did not do a good job during the pandemic, that it was chaotic. And they, about a third of them, really don't see themselves staying in healthcare. Now, I find that very, very concerning. You know, we're worried about all these new medical schools opening up, and could there be a glut of students and all that, but in terms of doctors, but you have to have the whole healthcare team to provide good medical care. The doctor shortage was just one small part of it, which we still haven't corrected, because you could have students, but if you don't have enough residency programs, you can't make them, you can't get them to the degree where they're licensed. They might graduate medical school, but they still need to get licensed. Same thing with other healthcare workers. You know, if you don't have the nurses, if you don't have the ICU team, if you don't have the respiratory techs, if you don't have the physical therapist or the nutritionist, if you don't have the other people in healthcare, then you could only do so much. I mean, a doctor could give an order, but now what? Hey, administer it yourself. Which is why when I went to school, they made sure we knew how to do injections, knew how to do the IVs, knew how to put in a trach, knew how to do the catheter. You know, if the nurse isn't there, you have to do it as a doctor. You're just not an order maker. You do it. So, you know, why are they overwhelmed? Well, look at it. All right. You know, we were promised, what, 14 days to flatten the curve, right? Remember that? 14 days to flatten the curve. And here we are, right? Pretty soon going to, well, I can't say 1,400, but, you know, 400 days later. And we're still, you know, dealing with COVID. We're being told that there's going to be another surge. We're being told the cases are going up. Florida, Michigan, kids. Yeah, and healthcare workers aren't dealing with topics that you could just kind of tune out. They're taking care of people who are dying in front of them. And not only are the healthcare workers doing what they have to do from a medicinal aspect, they're also taking on the role as family members. if you're in the hospital, your wife, spouse, kids can't be there with you. So whose hand are you holding? Who are you talking to? Who are you praying with? The nurse. So these nurses have taken on that role. I mean, I used to love it when the family would come in. Because me as a medical student, you know, I would talk to the patients. I'd want to make them feel better. But I would get my butt yelled at, chewed out, if I didn't go around to get all my other patients ready to go. And I didn't want to leave my patient alone. But luckily the family would come in or somebody would be there. And then I could say, okay, I'll be back. I got around. You know, in a few hours I'm going to try to come back so I can talk to you some more. But the family could be there day in and day out. That got extracted throughout this COVID pandemic. So you could only give so much of yourself. Have I ever, as a doctor, come home saying, I can't do it anymore? Yeah, I have. You could only give so much of yourself. You could only feel their pain, cry with them, pray with them, until finally you notice you're coming home and your kids are like, you know, where's my mom? Or where's my dad? You know, when I noticed that I wasn't giggling and I wasn't smiling, I wasn't depressed, but I was just exhausted. It's emotionally exhausting. So how do we fix it? What do we do to prevent healthcare burnout, healthcare worker burnout? There's going to be another COVID wave. You know, hopefully the vaccine staved that off, but we don't know for sure. Can we pay them more? I think for a lot of them, yeah, they'll take the extra pay, but I don't think it'll help. Making more money when you're burned out doesn't really cut it. Should we give them more support? Should we do shorter shifts? Should we, you know, but how do you do that when you don't have enough hands on deck? So as we're trying to fix all the other countries' woes, and there's a lot of them, and as we're trying to, you know, beat into everybody, you know, COVID's bad, wear a mask, social distance, vaccinate. Yes, that does help the healthcare workers some by less people coming to the hospital or into their medical facility. But they know that there's always going to be medical issues. And if it isn't COVID, it's going to be flu. If people's diabetes isn't in control, it's going to be diabetes, violence, drownings. I mean, the summertime is not an easy time. And so what they really need is support. They need to be able to take off a shift. They need to be able to take a few days off when they need to. Or maybe they do need a career change. Maybe there is just a limit in healthcare that you could do. When I went to school, I was told the average dropout rate is 10 years. Now, I couldn't imagine doing that because I love medicine. But maybe there is just a certain amount of time you can do. 1-877-DOCTOR-NOBOY.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we've made a lot of progress, you know, in terms of workplace and social distancing and making things maybe more ergonomic and labor laws. And these transitions have done some real, real good for employees, right, in terms of safety. Might be a little overwhelming for a lot of businesses to, you know, take away the menus and stuff that we were recycling to save paper and save the environment to go to, all right, now everything disposable. I spray things down, clean everything down. But as a doctor, I think we really should have been keeping things clean anyway. You know, when I worked as a hostess and I would clean off the menus, did I really sterilize them? No, I cleaned them off with a wet rag. Was that really clean? You know, so some of the things I think have worked out for the best. But we do have a growing issue. We do have a problem that I'm seeing, and I think a lot of people are seeing. And many people really don't care. They're like, oh, it'll all work out. And I'm telling you right now, I don't think it's going to work out. And if it doesn't work out, we're going to be looking at some major transitioning from, you know, human employees to automation. And I had read an article, which is kind of something we talked a little bit about, but I didn't word it as eloquently, on employer burnout, on trying to ease employees' burnouts, and employer burnout on all the changes. So, you know, we just talked about how nurses pretty burned out. One in three might leave the field. Healthcare workers burned out. And teachers burned out. I mean, you know, every industry you hear, people burned out. But what happens when your employer burns out? Now, most people are like, oh, who cares? They're rich. Not entirely. Your employer or manager isn't necessarily always rich. And when you have a boss that is about to face a whole bunch of changes, as we're going to be seeing with the corporate tax and tax rates and with other sorts of possible mandates, like, you know, paid leave and, you know, allowing workers to go and, you know, take off to get a vaccine, and then if they don't feel well after their vaccine, to pay them the whole time they're not feeling well after the vaccine. I think that's great for the employees, but at some point, employers are going to crack. And what happens when that happens? So years ago, during the Obamacare changes, there was a rule on making sure there was a facility within your facility so women could breastfeed. Now, having breastfed my kids, I hated having to go into the bathroom. And if there was only one stall, you know, you didn't want to use that one stall because other people had to use the bathroom. So you basically tried to, in a small area, tried to breastfeed by a sink. It was difficult. So having a facility that's a non-bathroom to breastfeed is awesome. Well, I was out to dinner, and I heard somebody talk to other people about some of the new changes. And I don't remember their exact words, but it was like, are you kidding me? So, you know, not only do we have to pay, you know, and have that person gone, you know, for their, this is what they were saying, gone for their pregnancy, then they're working only part-time, and then, you know, once they're back, and then if they are breastfeeding, now I have to pay them on the job for them to go and pump their milk, and now I have to actually refit and build out an area for breastfeeding that I just, he wasn't going to say it, but I was waiting to hear him say, if he was going to go that far, of, because what point was he trying to make? Probably he was trying to make a point that at some point, it's not worth it to him to have somebody who could possibly get pregnant, breastfeed, then require, you know, that time to nurse and all that. And I was thinking to myself, and I go, look, we're making such great progress for nursing moms, but could we also be doing a disservice when you have people who think like that going, okay, you know what, that's just going to be too much trouble. Yeah. Oh, so you're 55. Yeah, I'll hire you. Really? What about the 25-year-old that you just, you aren't going to hire her? No, no, we want somebody seasoned. We'll hire you. You're 55. You know, there could be some underlying discrimination, and I think a lot of people have felt it. You're not allowed to ask somebody in a job interview if they're going to have kids. But I think a lot of people out there have felt that, you know, their employer is wondering, are they going to get pregnant? And then if they're going to get pregnant, how long off the job are they going to be? Are they going to come back full time? What happens to their projects? Now, we've made huge progress in terms of protecting pregnant rights. But, you know, somebody has to kind of take a look and just see what's happening on the employer side. See, nobody wants to do that in politics. Nobody wants to ask an employer, look, how are you holding up with everything? They don't want to do that. Because what are they going to do if the employer says this puts us in a jam? This is not easy. Nobody's going to do anything about it. Nobody's going to make rules saying, guys, go easy on the employers. Don't make them pay for your time off. And nobody's going to do that. And there's actually more of a push for employers to pay for your leave, like I said, your vaccination recovery twice, you know, and all the other things. And I'm not saying we need to play a violin for all employers. I'm not saying that. But I think we're putting our head in the sand thinking that, all right, if your business is, and your role is in a certain role as opposed to others, that you don't really have a voice and you don't get a voice. And I'm nervous about that. because you're starting to hear that there are companies that may be feeling the burn. And when they do, it might be much easier for them to automate. And this is something we talked about, just like with Obamacare. When you mandate that a company pays for somebody's high insurance, if they're full-time, it's very easy for them to go, then fine, we'll just do part-timers. Well, we'll just have less employees. Minimum wage going up. For the employee, it's fantastic. For the country, it could be great, minimum wage going up. For the employee, for the employers, maybe not so good. And if somebody isn't asking the employer, how are you holding up? Their burnout could transcend to a whole bunch of bad things. You know, what some people are telling me is they now have to watch all these videos. So when they come to work, there's all these videos they have to watch. The sexual harassment video, the diversity video, the not have stress in the workplace, how to have work-life balance. And they have to sit there and always be kind of inundated with this material. Now, the material is supposed to help them. But instead, it's almost presented as, all right, we got to do this now. Here, you have to do your video. You have to watch your video. You have to do this. You got to take a test. We have to show we did our part, that we taught you guys about sexual harassment. And the workers are like, okay, well, that's kind of not what we're looking for. We're just kind of looking for that there's a means to complain, that there's a pathway to complain. Just giving us a video, making us take a test, forcing us to sit in a class doesn't really address the situation. But employers are getting burned out. They're like, look, guys, this is what we have to do. We got to check the boxes. Just do this. Everybody do this. I mean, people are feeling the stress also when it comes to employers' pressures on diversity. So when an employer doesn't have enough applicants that can allow him to or her to show that their place of work is diverse, there's this pressure on them that, you know, as soon as there is that possibility for the employer to increase diversity, they could go. So, you know, with what I'm trying to say is, as we are kind of whipping employers into shape to be progressive and to be caring and open and helping to the employees and supportive, it unfortunately might be actually indirectly or passive aggressively becoming more of a target or more of a punishment to people. Now, mind you, labor laws, I mean, we've needed labor laws. You know, we don't want people abused. These are things that have to be. But like, for example, there was an employee who wanted to work, had to take off. They used up all their sick leave. And so they were off again and wanted to make up the extra hours the next week. So they still had their 40 hours the week before. But the problem is the labor board said, no, if you work extra hours, like 60 hours, your employer has to pay overtime. And the person's like, I don't want the overtime. I just want to have the equal hours. Let me just make up the extra hours the next week. But the employer's like, no, because we can't do overtime. So that overtime was there to help the employee, but it turned up screwing over the employee because you couldn't budge. You had to follow the labor law. So, you know, just something to kind of think about, because when employers burn out, I think it'll turn to robots, automation, and other things. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A CDC advisory group is expected to decide today whether to lift a pause on the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine. The health agency and the Food and Drug Administration recommended pausing distribution of the vaccine last week. That came after six American women developed extremely rare blood clots and one of the women died. Regarding the blood clots, NIH Director Dr. Francis Collins tells ABC's Good Morning America,
I think it is important to point out that this is a treatable condition if you recognize it right away. And one of the reasons I think it's been good to have this pause is to get everybody apprised of that.
President Biden's first overseas trip as America's leader will happen in June. The White House saying Biden will visit the UK and Belgium. While in the UK, Biden will attend the G7 summit. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Response Coordinator Jeff Zients says aggressive efforts to increase vaccine supplies and vaccination sites have paid off.
By the end of May, we'll have enough vaccine supply for every adult who wants one. And thanks to President Biden's directive, everyone 16 and over is now eligible to get a vaccine.
Zients telling reporters nearly 3 million shots are being administered per day. Dangerous weather is coming back to the south and affecting over 60 million Americans. Forecasters say warm, moist air from the Gulf of Mexico colliding with a warm front pushing through the southern plains is likely to produce explosive weather over parts of Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, and Mississippi on Friday. Severe thunderstorms and a chance of isolated tornadoes are likely near cities including Dallas, Houston, Oklahoma City, and Jackson, Mississippi. That storm will move east this weekend and affect Arkansas, Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Indonesia search teams believe they have identified an area where a missing naval submarine with 53 people on board could be located. Authorities are warning that oxygen on the vessel could run out within hours. Now, the area of interest is about 40 kilometers north of Bali, where oil had been spotted on the surface of the water near the dive point and where an object likely to have come from the submarine was detected. This is according to Major General Ahmad Riyad, the head of the Military Central Information Unit. The naval vessel detected an object with strong magnetic resonance at a depth of 50 to 100 meters or about 164 to 328 feet. And the Navy expects its warship, the Rigel, to reach the search area by today. Rigel is equipped with a high-tech sonar, which uses sound wave to locate objects, and the Navy is hopeful it will be able to find the KRI Nangala 402, a German-made submarine, which lost contact during a military exercise in the Bali Strait early on Wednesday morning. It's tragic. Let's say additional ships with high-tech capabilities also joined the search efforts Friday, creating a search team consisting of 21 Indonesian warships, a submarine, and additional vessels from Indonesia's police. Even Australian warships have joined the search efforts. So, United States is also sending aircraft to assist in the search. So, unfortunately, they are concerned that oxygen will run out by later tonight or tomorrow. They think the oil spill spot on the surface could be because the submarine tank could be leaking because it dove too deep, or the submarine released fluid on board in an attempt to rise to the surface. Now, I'm not exactly sure what caused this to happen, but unfortunately, during some of these, you know, exercises, there could be, you know, explosions, you know, some sort of issue. All we know is that it went missing. So praying for the people on board, that is definitely a scary sight. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A Hawaii man is receiving his third COVID-19 vaccine, and not by accident. Not by accident. I mean, yeah, we don't have an accident here. This is actually on purpose, because he is going to be a part of the booster study. Gary Lyons of Honolulu is taking part in Pfizer's booster vaccine trials as we're fighting surges of variants throughout the country and the globe. And he's from Hawaii. Yay! Gary Lyons of Honolulu took part in the company's vaccine trials for the safety of his family and community, he told news outlet KHON2. He rolled his sleeve before the cameras to show the bandage on his arm. I believe him. He said, I did the study in the beginning because of my mom and my aunties. They're all in their 80s. I think it's a good thing for me to do. Oh, he is so cool. Love you, brah. So the Hawaii man received his first two Pfizer doses in September, months before the FDA actually granted its emergency use authorization. So he was in the trial. Now, months later, the booster study, he received his third dose, has undergone swab tests, and had blood samples taken. Pfizer plans to follow up with study participants for 2 years. He says, I want to help people. That's why I was a cop before. Oh, he was a cop. So it still stays a part of your blood. I feel that if it works, it helps us open Hawaii. It helps a lot of people. One doctor involved with the vaccine rollout in Kauai told the outlet he was interested to see the results. He said, it's been predicted that we might have a dramatic boost in antibodies after the third shot, and we're waiting to see on the many hundredfold level. And that might be a good thing. It might reduce breakthrough cases to a true zero. Now, remember, Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla had said that a third dose will, quote, likely be needed within 6 to 12 months after people complete their initial vaccination series. And he also suggested this is going to be an annual thing. So people were upset. They were ticked. They're like, yeah, right, Pfizer. This is so you could get money. But I wasn't critical, because we know that we aren't seeing powerful immune responses to the virus or the vaccine. And you know, we are seeing breakthrough cases. And this technology is new. And, you know, boosters are sometimes very common. I mean, look at the hepatitis series. You need three. The HPV. Well, you used to need three. Flu, you need a yearly. So if this gentleman got it in September, he's already kind of at the six-month mark. It would be nice to see that data on, well, he's at the seven-month mark now. So it'd be interesting to see what sort of longevity he had with his immunity. But the company started testing whether a third shot could offer greater protection against emerging strains of the virus, especially the South African strain. Updated findings recently show that the vaccine had lasting protection for up to 6 months. And 800 participants in a late-stage trial in South Africa, 9 COVID cases occurred, all in the placebo group. So this is some promising news being reported by Fox News. But a very important thing we need to look at with this is Mr. Lyons of Honolulu received his Pfizer vaccine in September. Okay, this was before we received emergency approval in December. This was when we were dealing with the fall. And in the fall, we were probably about maybe 8 to 9 months in to our COVID pandemic, and the majority of the strains that he was being exposed to post his vaccine last fall was the wild type, the original type. maybe he might have ran into a UK B117 strain, you know, but those studies were done early. Those are one of the earliest studies. Then Johnson & Johnson, I believe, was finishing their studies in January, months later. So when Johnson & Johnson's results came out, not as effective, about 72% effective, as opposed to Pfizer's 95% effective, well, you know, again, it was a different time frame. Not by much, but still a different time frame. So the U.S. picture is a lot different now when it comes to the virus. I mean, we are looking at a more UK-dominant Brazilian strain. So the boosters it's a booster, but is it a booster of the newer version or is it a booster of the older version? So, you know, we're still unfortunately seeing cases rise. So I think it's great. I think it's fantastic. You know, the psychology of somebody volunteering, it's really interesting. When all this came out, the COVID epidemic, and there was the talk of vaccines and having study participants. You could hear people talk on social media going, who the heck would volunteer for that? Who would volunteer for a new virus? And I looked at it differently. I looked at it as, you know, I get you, but somebody volunteering, they're a hero. I mean, that's pretty cool to say that you were, right, one of the first ones to be able to help get this vaccine made and studied and proven. And if lives are saved, we credit everybody. I mean, we should be crediting everybody who did volunteer and take the risk. Now, mind you, they won't enroll you in a study if they think you're going to die or, you know, get hurt. I mean, they have to establish some sort of safety before they start enrolling tens of thousands of people. But I think there is a huge population of people out there that want to take one for the team, that want to be there and say, look, I was in the study. In fact, some people wanted, they were so afraid of COVID that they actually wanted the advantages offered of, one, being tested for free, two, getting some sort of protection as long as they got the vaccine and not the placebo, you know, and see, always having that conduit, that what's it when you have on a phone, a fast track, kind of a fast track, right, to be able to speed dial to somebody if at all they have an issue that could be COVID related. So there are some advantages. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Oh, we have some breaking news. Apparently now we have 15 people. We're being told they're all women, but I thought we had one gentleman that had gotten a blood clot after the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, allegedly, and the CDC is now investigating 15 reports. Apparently, nearly 8 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine had been given in the U.S. before the pause. We were told it was 7.1 million, but numbers keep changing. But all 15 of the cases reported since the rollout began, they say were women. Most were under the age of 50. Three have died. CDC advisory panel is meeting today to discuss whether the pause on the vaccine should be lifted. Many people are saying the vaccine should be back and available with all the surges going on. Others are saying take a time. You know, why the rush? Well, the rush, the surges. Yeah, but don't we want to really know that this is safe? So there's been obviously a lot of debate. I think the reason why they didn't include the male case in this is because that happened during the trial. And they didn't think it was related at the time to the vaccine, even though after the fact, they said, oh, looks like there could be a relationship. So I'm not sure why in this particular article they are talking about the male, but all the cases were females. And, you know, women are more prone to making blood clots. And these women were all under the age of 50, which makes us wonder about estrogen. Now, some people might say, well, maybe it's birth control. You know, were these women on birth control? Could be. But then, again, you have a lot of women who are on postmenopausal estrogen, including me. And, those are even higher levels than birth control. So, not that our levels could ever, be as high as when we were, young and in our 20s. But Lord knows, I am very depleted in estrogen. My voice is so low. I told you guys, when I started radio about, was it 11 years ago? Hi, it's Dr. Dahlia. It's a Dr. Dahlia show. Now it's like, hi, guys. Hi. I just have so much testosterone. My voice, it just is. I'm just not very estrogenic these days. Not happening. But you do wonder if that could be an issue when it comes to now younger people getting this vaccine. We don't really have the numbers on how many times these clots happened with Pfizer and Moderna. And a question one of you had asked is, could this be related to we're now vaccinating younger people? So we're seeing more clots. Tricky to say, because remember, the first group of people we vaccinated were healthcare workers, and a lot of healthcare workers are younger. They were even pregnant, young pregnant women who were getting vaccinated. So we did have younger women, get the vaccine. But in terms of the amounts, in terms of having millions being vaccinated, now we're seeing, this data. Now, the CDC is recommending that if you are pregnant, get the vaccine. They don't want you to mess around. They believe that the vaccines are safe for pregnant women. They've always said that. But there was a new study published in the New England Journal of Medicine that said the Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna vaccines do appear to be safe for pregnant women. They say no safety concerns were observed for people vaccinated in their third trimester or safety concerns for their babies. As such, the CDC recommends that pregnant people receive the COVID-19 vaccine. Now, Dr. Walensky said, we know this is a deeply personal decision, and I encourage people to talk to their doctors and their primary care providers to determine what is best for them and their baby. Now, why would anybody take the risk? Well, apparently, they found that pregnant women can, unfortunately, run the risk of miscarriage, prematurity. They said a total of 86% of pregnancies, I don't have the numbers of how many people are sick or die of COVID from pregnant women. I don't think we have that data, but they do see a higher incidence in an unvaccinated pregnant population, and that's why they are urging pregnant women to be vaccinated. If what we're told is correct about how the technology is with the mRNA and the instructions, it shouldn't affect the baby, a fetus. You would think, based on what we're being told, but the reason why people are nervous is we have researchers going, we need to look at why some people are saying their periods are off after they get the vaccine. Vaccine should have nothing to do with your pituitary hypothalamic axis and your ovaries and your estrogen production and your follicle stimulating hormone, luteinizing hormone. All of these are involved in you getting a period. The vaccine should have nothing to do with that. But researchers are going, we need to look at that. Now, we have had pregnant women get the vaccine and they've done okay. With very rare side effects that mimic what everybody else seems to have, the body aches, arm soreness. Honestly, when I was pregnant, all I did was ache. I don't even think I could tell the difference. I was nauseous. I was in pain. It was miserable. Pregnancy was not fun. They make it on Friends look so easy, you know? Rachel Green having her pregnancy, and she's looking all good, and she could wear half shirts. Oh, my gosh, no. I was in moo-moos. It was horrible. Just horrible. But obviously, the risk to a pregnant woman getting COVID is more, but we are still researching why some women are saying that the periods were off after the vaccine. So I think it is worth looking at. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Caitlyn Jenner has announced a bid for governor and looks like it's backed by a bunch of people. In fact, Caitlyn Jenner is 71. She looks amazing. Amazing for 71. She looks better than when she did being Bruce Jenner. She's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Now, she is a registered Republican, voted for Trump in 2016, but not in 2020, because she claims that when she became transgender in 2015, she didn't appreciate his position on trans issues. And so she is not very happy with her current governor. And the 71-year-old has filed paperwork to launch her campaign and formally announced her run on social media, revealing her new slogan, Caitlyn for California. She announced on Instagram, has not indicated she's going to run as a Republican or as an independent. So a member of her team, which includes many prominent former Trump White House figures, said she's running as someone that's socially liberal and fiscally conservative. She actually hired Tony Fabrizio, a pollster, who worked on both of Trump's campaigns, and Brad Parscale, who also helped her in an informal role. So you know what's interesting? I believe if she runs as independent, she could run into some issues. Because independents rarely win, you know, in terms of not getting the vote. You know, they actually can pull away from one side or the other, usually the Republican side. But then again, she might not want to be aligned as GOP. She says Californians want better and serve better from the governor. For too long, career politicians have overpromised and underdelivered. We need a leader with a vision and the resolve to see it through. This will be a campaign of solutions, providing a roadmap back to prosperity to turn the state around and finally clean up the damage that Newsom has done to the state. So she said California has been her home for nearly 50 years. And Sacramento needs an honest leader with a clear vision. So, you know, we know the recall is going to happen. Whether it's he's going to not be able to win re-election, not sure. All I know is people are not happy. 1-877-DOCTORLEY.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.